Getting Things Done. By David Allen. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. Getting Things Done, The Art of Stress-Free Productivity is a book written by David Allen, published in 2001. It outlines an approach to personal organization and productivity that has become popularly known as Getting Things Done, GTD. In the book, Allen provides a system for organizing tasks and projects into manageable chunks, with the goal of reducing stress and increasing productivity. He also offers advice on how to stay motivated and focused on completing tasks. The core concept behind GTD is that it's important to capture all your ideas, thoughts, plans, etc., so they don't get lost or forgotten. To do this effectively requires creating lists of things you need to do or want to accomplish. These lists should be organized according to priority level, what needs immediate attention versus what can wait until later, and broken down into smaller actionable steps. Allen suggests breaking down large projects into smaller pieces so they are easier to manage. He also recommends setting deadlines for each task so you have something tangible to work towards. Additionally, he encourages people not only focus on getting things done but also taking time out for relaxation and reflection. In addition to providing practical tips for staying organized and productive, Getting Things Done emphasizes the importance of having a clear vision of where you want your life or career path going forward. This includes understanding what matters most in life, your values, so that when making decisions about how best use your time, you're guided by those values rather than just trying check off items from a list. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Clarify your intentions. Take the time to identify what you want to achieve and why it is important to you. This will help you to focus on the tasks that are most important and prioritize them accordingly. Main idea number 2. Collect what has your attention. Gather all of the tasks, projects, and ideas that are on your mind and write them down in one place. This will help you to get a better understanding of what needs to be done and how to best approach it. Main idea number 3. Process what it means. Take the time to review each item and decide what action needs to be taken. This will help you to determine what needs to be done and how to best approach it. Main idea number 4. Organize the results. Create a system for organizing the tasks, projects, and ideas that you have identified. This will help you to keep track of what needs to be done and when it needs to be done. Main idea number 5. Review regularly. Take the time to review your system and make sure that you are on track with your goals. This will help you to stay focused and motivated to get things done. Main idea number 6. Do, take action on the tasks, projects, and ideas that you have identified. This will help you to make progress and achieve your goals. Main idea number 7. Engage your support network. Utilize the resources and people around you to help you get things done. This will help you to stay on track and make sure that you are getting the most out of your efforts. Main idea number 8. Simplify. Take the time to simplify your system and make sure that it is easy to use and understand. This will help you to stay organized and efficient. Main idea number 9. Leverage technology. Utilize technology to help you get things done. This will help you to stay organized and efficient. Main idea number 10. Get comfortable with ambiguity. Learn to be comfortable with the uncertainty that comes with getting things done. This will help you to stay focused and motivated to get things done. Main idea number 11. Manage your energy. Take the time to manage your energy levels and make sure that you are taking care of yourself. This will help you to stay focused and motivated to get things done. Main idea number 12. Embrace change, learn to be comfortable with change and be willing to adjust your plans as needed. This will help you to stay flexible and adaptable to the changing environment. Main idea number 13. Take breaks, take the time to take breaks and recharge your batteries. This will help you to stay focused and motivated to get things done. Main idea number 14. Celebrate your successes, take the time to celebrate your successes and recognize your accomplishments. This will help you to stay motivated and focused on getting things done. Main idea number 15. Learn from your mistakes. Take the time to learn from your mistakes and use them as an opportunity to grow. This will help you to stay focused and motivated to get things done. Main idea number 16. Prioritize. Take the time to prioritize your tasks and make sure that you are focusing on the most important ones. This will help you to stay organized and efficient. Main idea number 17. Delegate. Utilize the resources and people around you to help you get things done. This will help you to stay on track and make sure that you are getting the most out of your efforts. Main idea number 18. Set deadlines. Set deadlines for yourself and make sure that you are meeting them. This will help you to stay focused and motivated to get things done. Main idea number 19. Stay flexible. Learn to be flexible and adjust your plans as needed. This will help you to stay organized and efficient. Main idea number 20. Take care of yourself. Take the time to take care of yourself and make sure that you are taking care of your physical and mental health. This will help you to stay focused and motivated to get things done. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Clarifying your intentions is an important step in getting things done. Taking the time to identify what you want to achieve and why it is important to you will help you focus on the tasks that are most relevant and prioritize them accordingly. This can be especially helpful when there are multiple projects or goals competing for your attention. When clarifying your intentions, ask yourself questions such as, "What do I hope to accomplish? Why is this goal important? How will achieving this goal benefit me or others?" Answering these questions can help you gain clarity about what needs to be done and how best to go about doing it. Once you have identified your intention, break down the task into smaller steps so that it becomes more manageable. Prioritize each step according to importance and urgency, then create a timeline for completing each one. By breaking down larger tasks into smaller ones, they become easier to tackle and less overwhelming. Finally, take action. Don't let procrastination get in the way of accomplishing your goals. Start with small steps if necessary, but make sure that progress is being made towards achieving them. Clarifying your intentions helps ensure that all of your efforts are focused on reaching those objectives. Main idea number 2. Collect what has your attention is an important concept from the book Getting Things Done by David Allen. It encourages people to take a few moments and write down all of the tasks, projects, and ideas that are on their mind in one place. This helps to create clarity around what needs to be done and how best to approach it. By writing everything down in one place, you can begin to prioritize your tasks more effectively. You can also start breaking them down into smaller chunks so they become easier to manage. Additionally, this practice allows for better organization of your thoughts, which will help you stay focused on what's most important. Collecting what has your attention is a great way to get organized and make sure nothing falls through the cracks. It's also helpful for reducing stress because it gives you a clear picture of what needs doing without having too many things competing for your attention at once. Main idea number 3. Process what it means is a concept from the book Getting Things Done by David Allen. This idea encourages taking the time to review each item and decide what action needs to be taken. By doing this, you can determine what needs to be done and how best to approach it. Taking the time for this step will help ensure that tasks are completed efficiently and effectively. This process involves breaking down tasks into smaller steps so that they can be more easily managed. For example, if you have an assignment due in 2 weeks, break it down into manageable chunks such as researching sources, writing drafts, editing drafts, etc., rather than trying to tackle everything at once. Breaking things down like this makes them easier to manage and helps keep you on track. The process what it means concept also emphasizes prioritizing tasks based on importance or urgency. This allows you to focus your energy on completing those items first before moving on to less important ones. Additionally, it's important not only prioritize but also set deadlines for yourself so that you stay motivated and don't get overwhelmed with too many tasks at once. Main idea number 4. Organizing the results of your brainstorming session is an important step in getting things done. A system for organizing tasks, projects, and ideas will help you to prioritize what needs to be done and when it needs to be completed. You can create a system that works best for you by using lists, folders, or other organizational tools. For example, if you are working on multiple projects at once, consider creating separate folders or lists for each project so that all related tasks are kept together. You may also want to assign deadlines or due dates to certain tasks so that they don't get forgotten about. Additionally, breaking down larger projects into smaller chunks can make them more manageable and easier to complete. Finally, review your organization system regularly and adjust as needed. Main idea number 5. Reviewing your system regularly is an important part of staying organized and productive. Taking the time to review your goals, progress, and tasks will help you stay focused on what needs to be done. It can also provide motivation when things seem overwhelming or difficult. When reviewing your system, it's important to ask yourself questions such as, "What have I accomplished so far? What do I still need to do? Are there any changes that need to be made in order for me to reach my goals? Am I making progress towards my objectives?" By taking the time to review your system regularly, you'll be able to identify areas where improvements can be made and make sure that you're on track with achieving your goals. This will help keep you motivated and ensure that you are getting things done. Main idea number 6. Doing is the most important part of getting things done. Taking action on tasks, projects, and ideas that you have identified will help you to make progress and achieve your goals. It's easy to get stuck in a cycle of planning and organizing without ever taking any real action. To break out of this cycle, it's essential to take steps towards completing the tasks that you have identified. Start by breaking down each task into smaller pieces so that they are more manageable. This will also help you identify what needs to be done first and what can wait until later. Once you know exactly what needs to be done for each task or project, set aside time in your schedule for working on them. Make sure that these times are realistic. If something takes longer than expected, don't beat yourself up about it. When tackling a task or project, focus on one thing at a time instead of trying to do everything all at once. This will help keep distractions away so that you can stay focused on the task at hand until it is completed. As soon as one item is finished, move on to the next one until all items are complete. Finally, remember to reward yourself when tasks or projects are completed successfully. Celebrating small successes along the way helps motivate us and keeps us going even when we feel like giving up. Main idea number 7. Engaging your support network is an important part of getting things done. It involves reaching out to the people and resources around you that can help you achieve your goals. This could include family, friends, colleagues, mentors, or even online communities. By engaging these individuals and groups in your efforts, you will be able to get more done in less time. Having a strong support network can also provide motivation when times are tough. Knowing that there are people who believe in you and want to see you succeed can give you the extra push needed to keep going when it feels like giving up would be easier. Additionally, having someone else involved in what you're doing can help hold yourself accountable for staying on track. Finally, utilizing a support network allows for collaboration with others, which often leads to better results than working alone. Having different perspectives on a project or task can lead to creative solutions that wouldn't have been thought of otherwise. Main idea number 8. Simplifying your system is an important part of staying organized and efficient. Taking the time to make sure that your system is easy to use and understand will help you save time in the long run. By simplifying, you can reduce clutter and confusion, making it easier for yourself to find what you need quickly. When simplifying your system, consider how much information or detail is necessary for each task or project. Ask yourself if there are any steps that could be eliminated or combined with other tasks. Also look at ways to streamline processes by automating certain tasks where possible. Finally, take a step back from time to time and review your system as a whole. This will help ensure that everything still makes sense and works together efficiently. Main idea number 9. Leveraging technology is an important part of staying organized and efficient. Technology can help you automate tasks, store information, and keep track of deadlines. By using the right tools for your needs, you can save time and energy that would otherwise be spent on mundane tasks. For example, if you need to remember a list of items or tasks to complete in the future, consider using a task management app like Trello or Asana. These apps allow you to create lists with due dates so that nothing slips through the cracks. You can also set up reminders for yourself so that you don't forget any important details. Technology can also help streamline communication between team members by providing platforms such as Slack or Microsoft Teams where everyone can stay connected without having to send multiple emails back and forth. This helps ensure that everyone is on the same page when it comes to project updates and deadlines. Finally, leveraging technology allows us to access data quickly and easily from anywhere in the world. For instance, cloud storage solutions like Dropbox make it easy for teams to share documents securely without having them stored locally on each individual computer. Main idea number 10. Getting comfortable with ambiguity is an important skill to have when it comes to getting things done. It can be difficult to stay motivated and focused when there are so many unknowns in the process, but learning how to embrace uncertainty can help you remain productive and successful. When faced with a task or project that has a lot of unknowns, try not to get overwhelmed by all the details. Instead, focus on what you do know and break down the task into smaller steps that will lead you closer towards your goal. This will help keep you from feeling overwhelmed and allow you to take actionable steps forward. It's also important to remember that even if something doesn't turn out exactly as planned, it doesn't mean failure. Instead, use any missteps as opportunities for growth and learning. By staying flexible and open-minded about potential outcomes, you'll be able to adjust your approach accordingly without becoming discouraged. Finally, don't forget that some level of ambiguity is inevitable in life. It's part of what makes us human. Learning how to accept this fact can help reduce stress levels while still allowing us room for creativity and innovation. Main idea number 11. Managing your energy is an important part of getting things done. It's easy to get caught up in the hustle and bustle of life, but it's essential to take time for yourself and make sure you're taking care of your physical, mental, and emotional health. Taking breaks throughout the day can help you stay focused and motivated so that you can accomplish more. It's also important to recognize when you need a break or some extra rest. If you find yourself feeling overwhelmed or exhausted, don't be afraid to step away from whatever task is at hand and give yourself some time off. This will help recharge your battery so that when it comes time to tackle something again, you'll have the energy needed to do it effectively. Finally, remember that managing your energy levels isn't just about taking breaks, it's also about making sure that what tasks are being completed are ones that energize rather than drain you. Prioritizing tasks based on their importance as well as how much they energize or deplete your resources can help ensure that each day is productive without leaving you feeling drained. Main idea number 12. Embracing change is an important part of staying productive and successful. Change can be difficult to accept, but it's essential for growth and progress. Learning to be comfortable with change means being willing to adjust your plans as needed in order to stay flexible and adaptable. This will help you remain open-minded when faced with new challenges or opportunities. When embracing change, it's important to remember that the process doesn't have to be overwhelming or intimidating. Instead, focus on taking small steps towards making changes that are manageable and achievable. Start by setting realistic goals for yourself so that you don't become overwhelmed by the task at hand. It's also helpful to take time out of your day for reflection and self-care activities such as meditation or journaling. These practices can help you gain clarity about what needs changing in your life, while also providing a sense of calmness during times of transition. Finally, don't forget that embracing change requires patience and perseverance. It may take some time before you start seeing results from any adjustments made in your life. However, if you keep working hard towards achieving them, then eventually they will come into fruition. Main idea number 13. Taking breaks is an important part of staying productive and motivated. When you take a break, it gives your mind and body the opportunity to rest and recharge so that you can come back to work with renewed energy. Taking regular breaks throughout the day will help keep your focus sharp, reduce stress levels, and improve overall productivity. When taking a break, make sure to step away from your desk or workspace for at least 10 minutes. This could be anything from going for a walk outside or grabbing a cup of coffee with a friend. During this time, try not to think about work-related tasks. Instead, use this as an opportunity to relax and clear your head. If possible, schedule in longer breaks during the day, such as lunchtime or afternoons off. This will give you more time away from work, which can help prevent burnout over time. Additionally, if you're feeling overwhelmed by all the tasks on your plate, then taking some extra time off may be just what you need in order to get back on track. Main idea number 14. Celebrating your successes is an important part of staying motivated and focused on getting things done. Taking the time to recognize your accomplishments can help you stay energized and inspired to keep going. It's easy to get bogged down in the day-to-day grind, but taking a moment to appreciate what you've achieved can be incredibly rewarding. When celebrating your successes, it's important not only to acknowledge what you have accomplished, but also how far you have come since starting out. Reflecting on where you started from and how much progress has been made will give you a sense of pride in yourself and remind you that anything is possible with hard work and dedication. It doesn't matter if it's something small or big, take the time to celebrate each success as they come along. This could mean treating yourself with something special like a massage or dinner out, or simply taking some time for yourself by doing something enjoyable such as reading a book or watching a movie. No matter how small the accomplishment may seem at first glance, remember that every step forward counts towards achieving bigger goals. Celebrate your successes today. Main idea number 15. Learning from your mistakes is an important part of personal growth. It can help you to stay focused and motivated, as well as provide valuable insight into how to do things better in the future. When you make a mistake, take the time to reflect on what went wrong and why it happened. Ask yourself questions such as, "What could I have done differently? How can I prevent this from happening again?" Once you've identified what went wrong, use that knowledge to create strategies for avoiding similar mistakes in the future. This could involve changing your approach or developing new skills or habits that will help you succeed next time around. Additionally, don't be afraid to ask for advice from others who may have experienced similar issues. Finally, remember that making mistakes is part of life and learning process, so don't beat yourself up over them. Instead, focus on using them as an opportunity for growth and improvement. Main idea number 16. Prioritizing your tasks is an essential part of staying organized and efficient. Taking the time to prioritize your tasks will help you focus on what matters most, so that you can get things done in a timely manner. It's important to remember that not all tasks are created equal, some may be more urgent or important than others. By taking the time to assess each task and determine its importance, you can ensure that you're focusing on the right ones first. When prioritizing your tasks, it's helpful to create a list of everything that needs to be done and then rank them according to their urgency or importance. This way, you'll know which items need immediate attention and which ones can wait until later. Additionally, breaking down larger projects into smaller chunks makes them easier to manage and complete in a timely fashion. Finally, don't forget about self-care when prioritizing your tasks. Make sure that you take breaks throughout the day for rest and relaxation so that you don't burn out from working too hard. Prioritizing yourself is just as important as prioritizing your work. Main idea number 17. Delegation is an important part of getting things done. It involves utilizing the resources and people around you to help you accomplish your goals. By delegating tasks, you can free up time for yourself to focus on more important matters or take a break from work altogether. Delegation also allows others to contribute their skills and knowledge in order to get the job done faster and better. When delegating tasks, it's important to be clear about what needs to be accomplished and how it should be done. You should also provide feedback so that those helping you know if they are doing a good job or need improvement. Additionally, make sure that everyone involved understands their roles and responsibilities so there is no confusion. By taking advantage of delegation, not only will you save time but also build relationships with those around you who can help support your efforts in achieving success. So don't hesitate, delegate. Main idea number 18. Setting deadlines for yourself is an important part of staying organized and productive. It helps to keep you focused on the task at hand, and it can help motivate you to get things done in a timely manner. When setting deadlines, make sure that they are realistic and achievable. If you set unrealistic goals for yourself, it will only lead to frustration and disappointment when those goals are not met. When creating your deadlines, break down larger tasks into smaller chunks so that each step feels more manageable. This will also help ensure that you don't become overwhelmed by the amount of work ahead of you. Additionally, be sure to give yourself some wiggle room with your timeline. Life happens and sometimes unexpected delays occur. Finally, once your deadline has been set, stick to it. Make sure that all other activities or commitments do not take precedence over meeting this goal. Doing so will help build discipline, which is essential for success in any endeavor. Main idea number 19. Staying flexible is an important part of staying organized and efficient. It means being able to adjust your plans as needed in order to achieve the desired outcome. This could mean changing the timeline for a project or shifting resources around to accommodate new tasks. Being flexible also means being open-minded and willing to try different approaches when faced with a challenge. Flexibility can help you stay on top of things by allowing you to quickly adapt when unexpected changes occur. For example, if something comes up that requires immediate attention, you can easily shift your focus without having to completely rework your plan from scratch. Additionally, it allows you to take advantage of opportunities that may arise unexpectedly. In order to remain flexible, it's important not only be open-minded but also have good problem-solving skills so that you can come up with creative solutions when necessary. You should also be comfortable making decisions quickly and confidently in order to keep things moving forward. Main idea number 20. Taking care of yourself is essential for getting things done. When you are feeling physically and mentally healthy, it's easier to stay focused and motivated. Make sure that you take the time to look after your body and mind by eating a balanced diet, exercising regularly, getting enough sleep, taking breaks throughout the day, meditating or doing yoga if possible, and engaging in activities that bring joy into your life. It's also important to be mindful of how much stress you're under. If necessary, make changes in order to reduce stress levels, such as delegating tasks or saying no more often. Additionally, don't forget about self-care practices like spending time with friends or family members who lift your spirits up. By taking care of yourself first before tackling any task on your list will help ensure that you have the energy and focus needed to get things done efficiently. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.